That's the sweet, sweet sound of Otis Redding singing the Boston Monkey.
Why is it so loud?
It's wonderfully loud.
Why?
Because it's a loud show. Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
We're back. Yay!
We had last week off.
Yeah, thank you very much to DJ Micah, who filled in for us last week.
Did a great job.
He did a terrific job, and he has been rewarded with karmic goodies. In heaven, he is going to have his own show on WFMU, beginning with the new schedule next week. Micah will be heard every Friday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. on the WFMU live stream.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and thanks again for filling in for us, Micah.
The phone number to call in to our show, Sportsy Talk, which will be on until at least September, if
hey,
not
or
longer.
November. We don't really, we disagree about when the next
Some of us read our
we're
emails.
We're on the schedule, though. Yay, we're back on the schedule. Thank you to all the listeners. Thanks for your support. Thanks for keeping us on the air. Yeah. So what you were saying?
The number to call in is 201-209-9368. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk sports for the next hour.
We are.
Join us, won't you? It was Otis Redding singing the Boston Monkey, which is me.
Yeah, you're the Boston Monkey.
The Boston Monkey.
Now we got to find one that called the Iowa Firecracker.
I'm sure
that,
there's such
that's
a
me.
That's probably a June Carter song.
Oh.
The Iowa Firecracker, she keeps cracking. Something like that.
Something like
I
that.
I mean, except cracking, better.
Iowa Firecracker, crack corn, and I don't care. Oh, I know an Ivor Cutler song.
You do?
Scott was playing Ivor Cutler. Yeah, you want to hear it? I can sing it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I was singing it just the other day. It was funny because I hadn't thought of Ivor Cutler in a long time. Okay. I'm happy, and I punch the man who says I'm not. Punch. That's the song.
Wow.
Is that awesome?
Does it have to do with Iowa?
No, I just liked it,
oh,
though.
It is good.
It's the Ivor Cutler song.
What we're hearing is an air conditioner sound.
Why? Really? Oh, wait, is that the sound?
That's the sound. So there's nothing wrong with your cars if you're in a vehicle.
I thought that was just like ambient hiss noise in our headphones or something.
No, that's somebody stuck a microphone next to an air conditioner. And
that's intentional? You're playing that intentionally.
Yeah, see, then it goes off and it's going to come back roaring on in a second.
That's really stupid.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. Do you have something else?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, that just sounds like ambient hiss noise. It
ambient
sound like,
hiss noise? We have that.
Do we have that? We can play that.
We have a freight elevator.
Oh.
We have a factory whistle.
No, I don't think I want that. Well, we could have the... Like, I'm sorry I said it was stupid. You can play
You did say it was stupid.
I did say it was stupid. That's our newsroom, right?
It's teletypes.
This just in to Sportsy Talk. The Rangers lost Game 7
that
to
was,
the Lightning.
I actually was like, all right, I'm going to watch the hockey.
Yeah.
Because it's Game 7 and it's the Rangers.
Yeah.
I'm not a Rangers fan, but like, you know.
I am. Yes.
I go for the usually the old-time teams plus Philadelphia and the Canadian teams.
Okay.
So the original six, Philadelphia,
and
all the Canadian teams. Those are the teams I root for.
Okay.
And the Lightning, the Tampa Bay Lightning, A, shouldn't have a team. B.
Correct.
Florida shouldn't have any hockey teams.
Correct.
C, what are they doing in the playoffs?
Correct.
I mean, wouldn't the ice melt? If you were in Florida.
Wait, I think the Lightning actually won the Stanley Cup once.
They did once. And they actually had it for 2 years because they went on strike the next year.
Oh, so they got to just keep it?
I think so. I would have to look that up on the internet.
We didn't bring our cup down. We have the giant jumbo.
Oh, the cup is upstairs.
Yeah,
I forgot the
Aaron Hernandez cup.
I was running late. I had my Starbucks cup, but not the...
Not the giant trophy cup.
I thought it was the Jeter cup. Is it the Aaron Hernandez cup?
I don't know. It changes every week.
Is it like... for greatest murdering sports guy.
Yeah.
Guy.
Okay, so continue about your Lightning thing that you just don't think they should have a team.
I don't think Florida should. Florida is like a vast wasteland of just like ridiculous murders and snakes and alligators.
Yeah.
Most of Florida is built on swamp and will soon descend back into the ocean from whence it came.
Right. You know, scientists and experts do say that we haven't had the big one hurricane, really.
They've had a lot of hurricanes,
but not super big hurricanes like that are possible to have.
Like a
It's just been a matter of
Michael Crichton movie or something.
They've been forming out in the ocean, but they haven't hit land.
Yeah.
And Superstorm Sandy wasn't even a hurricane, and look at the damage that did.
That was pretty bad.
That technically wasn't even a hurricane at all.
And that actually affected a place where people like to live.
Yes.
Florida, on the other hand, is where we send old people and prisoners.
Right. Exactly. And people in rehab and face-eating zombie bath salt guys and everybody, they all go down there, right?
Right.
So when the big one hits Florida, it's going to hit Tampa Bay.
It's going to shear Florida in half, and
exactly.
part of it's going to float off.
Water. Good.
I think.
I don't know.
It's going to look more like a penis.
Hey.
What? I can't say that. We said the other thing.
Do you think it looks like a penis?
Yes.
Do you think Florida looks like a penis?
Honestly, if you're a guy, you think everything looks like a penis.
Oh, that's probably
true.
Big tall buildings.
But
Florida is just kind of droopy. I mean, it looks like a droopy penis. It doesn't look like any penis I've ever seen.
It's an old guy penis, but it's like a respectable size.
Did you get it?
That was a little joke.
I made.
I like that.
That was my funny joke.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
I've seen a lot of penises.
Yeah.
201-209.
But they weren't flaccid. That's what I'm saying.
So, oh.
See, that was my joke.
Oh, that, okay, I, that was that's joke. A whole other level.
That's a whole other thing. You didn't even get that. I know.
I mean, I just got it.
Okay, so here's the silver lining, though, in the fact that the Rangers lost Game 7 and the Tampa Bay is
going to Why would there be a silver lining?
Because Tampa Bay is going to need their arena for their Stanley Cup playoff games, right?
Their
Stanley Cup final games.
Yeah.
So that means that Garth Brooks had to cancel his concerts in the Tampa Bay arena.
It used to be a pretty big deal.
Yeah, he got so weird. You know what he got? He sort of went off the rails. First he wanted to play with the Padres. Do you remember that? Garth Brooks decided.
But guys, like Billy Crystal did that with the Yankees, and like every once in a while, one of those guys will freak out. Matt Damon will be like, "Oh, I gotta hang out with Poppy or something," you know, and like hit some off the green moss or something.
Garth Brooks actually tried out for the Padres. He went to spring training.
Right. I mean,
he was terrible. They cut him, you know. But it was crazy. And then he decided he was like a punk rocker named Chris Gaines. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was odd. It was an odd choice.
He changed his look.
He had a wig.
He was just all crazy.
He had like a little, soul patch?
Yeah,
That's never a good look.
No,
I mean, it's a good
anybody.
Look on like Dobie Gillis or something like that.
And that was Maynard J. Krebs that had one,
right? That's
right?
What I mean. Yeah,
I know.
It's Gilligan.
So then he like scheduled some kind of tour in Ireland, and then he had to like cancel it, and then he scheduled some concerts someplace else, and he had to cancel those, and now
he seems like a nice guy.
Well, he's crazy.
I don't know why he's doing three shows in Tampa. Like, how many people live in Tampa that want to go to see Garth Brooks?
Apparently all of them, because they're up in arms.
That's all his fans?
They're apparently, like, agitated that they don't get to go see.
Yeah, this is why. They're not a hockey town.
Thanks, NHL hockey. I hate hockey. Like, good. Yeah, you shouldn't have a team down there at all.
Tampa Bay has the worst baseball stadium in the league.
Right.
They shouldn't have a baseball team because everyone's a Yankee fan.
Right.
And then they have the Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know what they're doing there.
I don't know.
There's no team in Hartford, and there's no team in Quebec, and there's no team in Hamilton, Ontario. Like, lots of people would go.
Yes.
Millions. I don't know what they're, like, them and the Florida Panthers have, like, the lowest attendance, I think, possible for a hockey team. Like, I think they just open the doors and, like, raccoons come in or something like that. Gators.
Raccoons.
The Buccaneers, on the other hand, are pretty good. They used to be kind of bad, but now they're pretty good, usually.
Do you know the German word for raccoon?
I'm sure it's long.
You speak German, right?
Der Raccoon.
No. Waschbär.
Waschbär?
The Waschbär. Yeah, the little bear that washes things. He's the Waschbär.
Oh. That's what they call it. He washes things with his feces, maybe, or something.
No,
like
raccoons wash their
food. They're filthy animals.
Raccoons wash their food. In water. If they have water, they'll take their little food and they'll wash it with their little raccoon hands.
Yeah, but they're filthy, and they are wild animals, man. If you ever go toe-to-toe with one of those guys, it's going to be a long night.
Are there any teams that have, like, the raccoons as their team name?
I'm sure there's a minor league baseball team that does.
Like the Rochester Raccoons or something?
I mean, I think they're the Red Hens. But, I mean, I'm sure there's some raccoon team.
I was trying to think of it.
Which reminded me, we should call, we called on the air.
Oh, that was great. 2 weeks ago.
The North Dakota, South Dakota?
The vice president of the University of North Dakota.
Gave us a call back.
He called us back.
Dean Johnson?
Yes.
I'm going to say Dr. Johnson.
Dr. Johnson.
We should follow up with him at some point.
We should.
Because they're going to change the name of their team from the Fighting Sioux to
something else. He said he'd like to see them be named the Berserkers, which we thought was an awesome name.
Berserker's an awesome name.
That's a great name.
I mean, you can't go wrong with a Berserker.
No, and nobody except in North Dakota would want to be that.
Isn't there a Die Toten Hosen song called Berserker? It was like, Berserker!
Yeah, of course.
Berserker!
Of course there is.
I mean, you could play that at every game.
Yeah.
Of hockey.
It'd be better.
There's more fans for NHL hockey. You could put a team in North Dakota right now, and there'd be more people showing up.
Oh, for sure.
Than in Tampa Bay.
Absolutely.
And somehow they have a chance.
Any of those cold, sad states would be better off for hockey.
All of those cold, sad states love the hitting the puck around, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a winter sport.
Wisconsin, don't they have a? Do they have a? No.
No.
No. Nothing.
Why not?
I don't know.
Does Minneapolis
too cold?
Have one?
They do now. They're called Minnesota. The Wild. I don't want to talk about
really?
The Wild.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
They used to have a great team called the North Stars.
Oh,
and then the North Stars moved to
them.
Dallas.
Oh, is
and now
that
they have the Wild.
Oh, dear.
It's a ridiculous name.
We won't talk about them then. Hey, so the Sportsy Talk brackets, hockey brackets.
How are those going?
I win.
You won?
Well, I mean, you know, they still have to play the Stanley Cup, but...
But no one else has any of the Stanley Cup teams?
The closest person to me is Morton Meatballs, and I don't see how Morton Meatballs can catch my total.
Morton Meatballs?
Yeah. So,
is that a long-time listener?
No-time
caller?
Apparently.
Well,
yeah.
How's Danny D doing?
He was catching up to Morton Meatballs, but then he fell way, way, way back, and Morton Meatballs is far ahead of him. He'll come in third.
I picked the Wild and the Isles. Neither of those teams made any...
Why did you pick the Wild if you don't like the Wild?
Because I thought the Wild and the Isles would be fun because they rhyme. It's like a slant rhyme.
You're a poet.
Yeah.
So you're doing your brackets based on poetry?
Yeah, that's how I pick my horses in the horse races. I pick it by their little name.
Yeah.
But they apparently my horse is out of the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah, so the Belmont Stakes is going to be this coming weekend.
The Truth or Else, out.
That was your horse.
Carpe Diem.
That was my horse.
Out. So I don't know.
201-209-9368 is the number to call. People in the comments board are complaining about my dirty mind, so I didn't mean. See, if I didn't have to explain my jokes to you, I wouldn't have to.
I
wouldn't have to be that.
I don't
you know that
old guy penis. I don't know.
I wouldn't have to be that obvious.
Jarf, our friend.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Jeff Laughlin should be calling in at the bottom of the hour. Is that what they call him? He's going to call in and explain
Bottom
to us why we should
naughty.
Care about the NBA playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about that instead of the Preakness? We can talk about
the Preakness
let's
was already.
Well, no, we didn't finish the Preakness.
Oh, I was finished with it.
You're finished with it?
I mean,
okay.
I'm bored with... I like the underdogs.
Yeah.
Like the Triple Crown is fascist. But, I mean, I don't know. It's too
but
much.
But nobody... Okay, no horse has won the Triple Crown in, like, I don't know, 40
yeah,
years or
good.
Something,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
You should have to have a Disney movie after you if you win the...
Because
I haven't seen any of those, but there's one for... Seabiscuit win the Triple Crown?
Oh, yes. No, I don't think Seabiscuit did win.
So why do they have a movie about Seabiscuit?
Seabiscuit's a great horse. You should read the book. It's an amazing story.
Well, Laura Hillebrand wrote the book.
Yeah.
Great writer.
It's a terrific book. It's
We should get her on the air. Here, I'm going to take that note.
Yeah, okay,
sure.
Make a note. Okay, but I want to tell you, I want to write the letters to people when we ask them to come on the air, because I've seen the emails you send. And at first I thought, I mean, it worked with Ed Lucas, right?
Yeah, well, he was on the air.
He was wonderful, and that worked, but I was astonished, and I thought maybe it was just because you worked as a book publicist for a while, so you know that kind of letter would actually get a response, but I don't understand.
No, publicists especially in books, have the lamest job in the world. They sit around and wait for emails all day, so you can pretty much, like, type an email in your shower to them.
Well, that's what they sound like. They're sort of like...
But we never heard back from Rhonda Roussey's people.
Well, no, because you said, me and Bronwyn C. do a show on FMU, so we'd like to have you on the air. I mean,
I was a little drunk when I wrote that.
Well, you gotta at least be grammatical.
Whatever.
I mean, you know.
Oh, you do?
Well, I mean, maybe you don't.
It's a colloquial genre for us.
Well, you're like a poet, so you don't have to obey any of the rules or anything. You know, you're like a super writer and stuff.
I'm not any of those things.
You are.
I'm a fading, aging writer.
Sad.
It is sad. So Jarf's calling in to tell us why we should care about the Cavs and the Warriors, whatever.
What I really like about the Cavs,
Cleveland
Cavaliers, they won their conference, I'm going to say. Division.
The Eastern Conference.
Eastern Conference, okay.
Okay.
So they get to go to the finals, right?
Yes.
They beat the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
Yes, in order to win their conference. Yes.
Correct.
And so LeBron James, who is a big player on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
He's pretty big.
Pretty big. He's the main guy. Created a signed certificate of participation and gave it to the Hawks.
That was sweet.
Because they participated.
They got swept.
Yes, they participated.
And it just frequently like, blown out in the finals.
Yeah, it's just like those
the Eastern
sad,
Conference finals.
It's just
finals.
Like those sad little things that kids get in school because they tried, you know. You're like,
I think
oh,
he's a very earnest person, though. He's not a snarky
no,
guy.
No, I think that was the snarkiest snark thing I ever heard. I just thought that was brilliant. That was brilliant snark.
That's nice of him.
It was snarky.
The Hawks have sold themselves and now have
what?
New logos they and
sold
stuff
their
like
bodies?
That. They sold their team.
What?
They had kind of a racist owner problem where the owner like had sent this crazy email to everyone.
A lot of those NBA owners are racist,
like,
right?
Because wasn't
the guy?
How do we get the suburban people to come to the urban Atlanta? And
oh, really?
It was like, whoa, what is that code for?
Wait. Wasn't the Clippers owner like
yes
racist?
Clippers
so racist
owner was racist.
That they had to get rid of him.
So racist he was gone.
Yeah.
Then, if like
even
afterwards, the Sterling guy was like, "I'm going to try to." So Sterling, ex Clipper man,
yeah,
was like, "I'm going to get dirt on all the other NBA guys."
Uh huh.
So like, had seen this email and sent it to the press, and like mm-hmm. a guy was immediately sorry and said, "I'm going to sell the team."
All right.
So now they're sold, but they did pretty well. They had no like superstars, and they beat a bunch of good teams,
uh-huh.
and they played like a team. That was kind yeah. of amazing. So, I mean, yeah. you know, usually it's just like give the ball to LeBron, he dunks 100 times, and they win.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Hawks did okay. But Hawks is also – Atlanta is also a terrible sports town, like akin to Tampa Bay, which is not a real place, Tampa, St. Pete.
Well,
that area is an awful sports town.
Atlanta is more of an actual place than Tampa Bay.
Well, they don't have a hockey team anymore because they were like, they put another hockey team there and no one wanted to go to those games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're gone. Thrashers mm-hmm. are gone.
Right.
They're the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, mm-hmm. imagine going like, hey, man, Winnipeg is definitely the place we ought to go. It's like the 30th largest media market in the NHL. It's out in the middle of
nowhere.
Saskatchewan or something.
Winnipeg.
It used to be like where the Sasquatches lived, I think.
The Winnipeg Sasquatches?
No, like the That's actual Sasquatch family lived there.
Yeah. Where is Winnipeg?
It's in, I'm going to say Saskatchewan, but someone on the board is going to correct
somebody
me.
Somebody will tell us. Oh, somebody on the board, Listener Chalmers, has...
Hello, Listener Chalmers.
...has corrected us about Seabiscuit. He didn't enter any Triple Crown races because the Triple Crown races are for three-year-olds. And Seabiscuit didn't really get good until he was four.
Okay, so why do I know Seabiscuit's name is
okay,
what I'm saying.
So Seabiscuit was this beat-down, old, bad racetrack horse out in California.
Okay.
And some trainer got him and believed in him and hired a good jockey, and they made him, like, the most famous horse in America. He just won all these races. He suddenly just took off. He just became this amazing horse, and he was, like, headed for the glue factory.
And who plays, is it Tobey Maguire plays the...
Oh, I don't know. I never saw the movie. I read the book. The book is really good.
The book's supposed to be good.
There's
Laura Hillenbrand is a great
writer.
Yeah,
she's a terrific writer.
She wrote...
She wrote about those lilies or something, didn't she?
I don't
Orchids?
Know.
Orchids? Orchid?
No, that's Orchid? Susan Orlean.
Oh,
you mean.
Oh, yeah.
She's a great writer, too, for The New Yorker.
Wait, Laura Hillenbrand, did she do the one about the old... the old World War II vet?
Yeah,
it was
sports. He had been in the Olympics.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
They did the movie
yeah,
of
right.
Unbroken.
Unbroken.
I'm going to say is the name of the book.
Sure.
We'll try to get Laura Hillenbrand on.
Let's get all of them on.
Or Susan Orlean.
Maybe they're listening
Susan
right now.
Susan Orlean may possibly
yeah,
come
sure.
on the show.
Come on.
She did that. They did the Orchid Thief,
mm-hmm.
Susan Orlean.
Right.
And they did the, oh, let's do a movie of this thing. And
uh-huh.
instead of doing the movie, they made it about the guy trying to write the movie about... The Orchid Thief, and he
Jesus.
Falls in love with Susan Orlean.
Oh, God.
And it was called, not Lost in Translation, but like something like that. Like
Lost in
it was
in
one
Adaptation.
Of those
Adaptation.
No, it's Adaptation.
It was called
and
Adaptation?
Adaptation, something
That's
like that.
That's stupid.
I think it was Nick Cage, right?
That's an idiotic.
Yeah,
no,
Nick
really?
Cage.
No, it wasn't really.
He was the guy in the movie. He's
Lord.
My cousin. He's like my distant cousin, Nicolas Cage.
What?
I've never met him.
How could he be your cousin?
I don't know, but he is.
Really? So
yeah.
then are you related to all the Coppolas?
Yes.
Oh.
We say Coppola, which is probably
oh.
why.
Uh-huh.
But that's my
that's
mother's
why they
maiden
won't
name.
Talk to you?
Yeah.
Coppolas? Yes.
Coppola.
Huh. That's interesting.
So the Coppolas. There
yes.
was a big. At some point, they're like, well, we can't deal with you because you pronounce it different.
Hmm.
But yeah, Nicolas Cage is one of them, and he's our cousin, I think. And he's a terrific actor if you like dropping a bomb on a movie. If you're just like, I don't know, we want this movie to be like super weird.
He was good for a while. He has this whole comic book thing that I find really distressing. He's obsessed with Green Lantern. The comic
well, that's
book
good.
Character Green Lantern.
Well,
why?
That's cool. I mean, Green Lantern's kind of cool. No, the movies not. Are always bad, but the...
Yeah. No, I don't think it's...
Haven't they made two terrible Green Lantern movies already?
Yeah, probably.
They're pretty bad. But the movie
Rob,
I want... Yeah.
Listener Rob says Winnipeg is in Manitoba.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
That's
is that a real place?
That's a province in
or
Canada.
Or is that part of the Game of Thrones world?
No, that's a province in Canada. I don't get to see Game of Thrones anymore.
Oh, no, my... It's,
it
my,
won't work anymore.
Yeah, no,
for
it should work again.
Why?
Because we fixed it.
Oh, you fixed it?
Yeah, we fixed it.
Okay.
So you.
Thanks.
But last night, I got to say.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see it, so.
Oh, my God.
Don't give me any spoilers.
God. Oh, my God.
Do people want to call in and talk about Game of Thrones instead
God.
Of sports?
It could be Game of Thronesy talk.
Yeah, sure. Thronesy talk.
Thronesy talk.
201-209-9368.
Come
in and tell us.
Oh,
things.
My God. Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. How many episodes are you behind?
Three.
Just watch the last one.
I guess he five. No, what was this one? This was seven.
Oh my God! No, this is. I don't know. It was two more. I don't know.
Yeah, so that was
eight.
Eight.
Oh, something like that.
Maybe I'm four behind. I don't know.
Jason Stark of ESPN reports that A-Rod has more All-Star Game votes than any of the Red Sox.
Yay!
Red Sox are in last place.
A-Rod. Yeah, this is like the worst the Red Sox have done since 1967 or something. They're entering June.
No, that can't be true. Because they were terrible the last couple years, too.
Yeah, but they're entering June below 500 or something.
They've done that before.
Really? Not 2 years in a row. This year and last year.
I don't know. They went from worst to first. They won the World Series. Then back to worst. They're the only team to ever do that.
Yeah.
And now they're still worst.
Okay.
They can get anybody they want in the uniforms, but they're still terrible. But
so
we don't care.
A-Rod's winning the All-Star vote.
I think people don't care that he's taking drugs and he's a centaur. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
he's still like
that.
The only the best player on the Yankees, you know, pretty much. Although Teixeira's had a pretty good year, too.
Yeah, but Teixeira gets injured.
He's injured frequently. And,
yeah.
But he's like, I mean, at
he's
least he's diving around
good.
At first base.
Know,
yeah, he's going crazy.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Just a wild man.
Who's playing shortstop for them now? Do they still have that Didi Gregorio?
Didi Gregorius.
Is he still out there?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't watched as many Yankee games as I've seen. Because I got the MLB TV, so I can watch the Red Sox lose every night.
Yes.
That's terrific. They lost last night. There's a guy on third with two outs in the ninth. Uihar is pitching, closer guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, well, here's Prince Fielder. He's hitting like 500 or something
like
that.
Yeah, he's amazing.
So let's put him on first base. Okay, great plan.
So they walk him.
Intentionally walk him.
And then the next guy up.
Next guy up gets a double, and they lose the game.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Right. Everyone gets a raise. I mean, if you hit a ball into the gap, and this was like, there wasn't a fielder near the ball. Like, it was like
not
super
even Prince
in the
Fielder?
Gap. No.
Yes.
And Prince Fielder's like moving, and the guy is apparently a vegan and still like 350 pounds. He's like Chris Christie or something like that. Like,
yeah, but vegans eat a lot of crap.
What are you eating?
Vegans eat like sugar and starch and pasta.
He is a giant person.
Yeah, they
I'm a fat man, but he is like
fat carbs.
Well, but he
sugar.
Is all muscle too. I mean, he's a giant guy.
Really?
Yeah, and he's busting it, and he busted all the way home, and the throw's not even close. It's like, great job, everybody. Yeah, terrific. Thanks for ruining my day. Sincerely, Jim, the poet, Red Sox fan. So A-Rod's got more All-Star votes. And I know, I think they should get...
Lister Danny Diaz, do they put the L next to A-Rod to indicate he's on Lasix? That's a horse joke thing.
Lasix?
That's a horse drug.
Oh, I thought Lasix was like the Lasix surgery you get for...
No, L-A-S-I-X. It's a horse drug to make them run faster.
I don't
faster.
Get any of the jokes.
And if you look at like horse... Think you know, like the lineup and the horses. They put a little L next to the horse's name. I think it's so they don't bleed. I think it's so like their lungs bleed when they run and the blood comes out their nose and stuff.
This is complicated.
So they have to give them.
I've never heard of this.
They have to give them drugs.
I thought it meant they were left-handed horses.
No, they have to give them a drug to keep them from like blowing blood out their nose when they run.
That's unpleasant.
Yeah, right. So then they mark it in the racing form so that you know that the horse is taking that drug. It was a good joke. It was a good joke. Danny D had a good joke. Yay. Thank you, Danny D. I like having to explain every joke to you. This is new. This is something new and different.
If you don't mind.
We can do this every week now.
A-Rod, for all his detractors, I mean, the man has lied and lied about taking drugs, whatever. The guy's got like 800 home runs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like got the most RBIs ever, almost. Like
on the Yankees, I think.
No. Like,
well, he surpassed Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, like he's RBIs. Like third from the top of that list, which is a lot of RBIs. He's at like 2986 for hits.
Yep.
So he's going to have 3,000 hits in like 2 weeks.
Yep.
You know, you got to give him some credit. And it's like, you know, it's the only Yankee on a big team. I mean, the Yankees are always going to be a big team.
Yeah.
Jacoby Ellsbury's made of porcelain, so like he'll slide in a second and break himself. And then, so he's been on the shelf for a while. Chase Headley, not really a big deal. D.D. Gregorius is a disaster. Carlos Beltran is about 15 years past his prime and should have been signed by the Yankees years and years and years ago.
Okay.
He is on their team.
Yes. He is.
Brett Gardner is just kind of great.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, he's not a superstar. You could, like, walk right by him and not be like, hey, that's Brett Gardner.
Yeah, he's like the Scott Brosius of the current Yankees.
I love Scott Brosius.
Scott Brosius was a great player, too.
A lot of great home
Gardner's
runs.
Gardner's a really good player, too. But
it's
he's
just
not,
a very workman-like
like,
team
yeah,
other
exactly.
than A-Rod.
Right.
Because even, like, CeCe is kind of terrible now.
Oh, CeCe's awful now. It's so sad.
He's a guy who needs to get fatter.
But he did get fatter. He put the weight back on because he thought that would help him, but it didn't help him. No,
he's just shot.
He's like 5-2 or something.
I think he's the other way around, like 2-5 or something like that. He had lost his first four.
Oh yeah, right. That's what I meant.
He's like the first Yankee guy to ever lose his first four starts because he wouldn't even start a guy the fourth time.
I meant five losses. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got at least five losses.
You're right. I hit it in the wrong direction.
So, Aaron Rodgers was on Jeopardy.
Yeah, Jeets, Aaron Rodgers. He was on Jeopardy. We missed it. He was on May 12th. We could have watched it if we had
May
a TV.
What's May 12th? Yeah. I have a TV.
Yeah, we didn't see it. Right? He recorded it in March, and then they aired it May 12th. But I guess he was on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Who was on with him? Do we know?
That astronaut Mark.
Oh, the Mark, guy who was married Mark, to the lady who got shot?
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah. Mark Kelly, thanks.
Mark Kelly or his brother? There's two guys.
There's Mark and Mike or something. The one that's
two
not,
astronauts.
The one who's not in outer space right now.
Okay, well, I don't. That's always some.
Yeah.
But I think the one who got shot, whose wife got shot, is in outer space now, and the one who's not, the one who came down, was on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
That one. Okay. One of them. One of them Kelly astronaut boys.
One of them boys?
Yeah.
So he was on the Celebrity?
Yes. And then some against Aaron Rodgers. And then some guy that's on Shark Tank, which is a show.
Okay, that's not. Yeah, those aren't celebrities.
Kind of, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is a celebrity.
Sort of.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talkin' WFMU.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, it's Jarf.
Hal Jarf.
Hey, Jarf. Greetings.
Jeff Laughlin, a.k.a. Jarf, here to tell us why we should care about the NBA playoffs. And specifically,
what's happening, guys?
How you been, man? Where you been my whole life?
You know, moving back to New York City, living the dream.
I know. They went back to the Hornets, the Charlotte Hornets, and you were like, I can't do this anymore.
I couldn't handle it.
I can't go
All
back.
All of my throwback gear turned into real gear. And what am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, nothing, apparently.
No thanks, guys.
So you were like, I'm going back to New York where the Knicks, you could be the coach of the Knicks at this point. I mean, almost anyone.
I'm pretty sure I'd be as effective.
Probably.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they don't need a.
They're trying to lose, aren't you?
Aren't they bringing Isaiah Thomas back somehow?
He's the Liberty.
The WNBA. Yeah, because he did so well with the women's before, right?
He did well with the women's.
Yeah, really good.
he's an upstanding citizen who has never been in any trouble with the women.
Right.
So it was the perfect hire.
Perfect.
And the best player on the Celtics is now named Isaiah Thomas, which hurts me every time they say his name.
Really?
The father had lost a bet or something like that and had to name the kid Isaiah Thomas?
Yes, that's actually true. You can look that up. He lost a bet.
And had to spell it like Isaiah.
Wait, he really named his kid that because he lost a bet?
Because he lost a bet.
He lost a bet, and they named the kid. Because Isaiah is like I-S-I-A-H or something like that. It was like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
But they had to spell it the same stupid way that Isaiah Thomas' mom did. But the guy's great. I mean, for the Celtics, you know.
Yeah. But what kind of bet did his dad lose that he had to name the kid that?
We'll have to look that up.
That's a game, a bet on a game. I don't remember which game. I assume it was the finals. I think it was the Lakers and Pistons final.
Yeah, I think it was Lakers and Pistons.
Okay.
and it hurts. It's the guy's name. It's like, you have to name your kid Isaiah Thomas.
No.
Now, Jarf.
What name would I have to name somebody if I lost a bet? Probably Kobe.
Mookie.
I would go Mookie, though.
Mookie's pretty good.
There's another Mookie in baseball right now.
Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
Mookie Betts is playing for the Red Sox. Wasn't there a Mookie for the Mets recently, I think?
Not recently. Back in the day.
Yeah. Was there another Mookie? I think there should always be a player on the Mets named Mookie. They should just take a guy named Dave. David Wright, for example.
Sports in general. We can't go through a Mookie list period like we did in the 90s.
There needs to be a Mookie somewhere, just on some team. Yeah. And he needs to be sort of spunky and, you know, fast.
Short. Shorter than everyone else, but faster.
So the NBA Finals are upon us once again.
Mm-hmm. They are.
And for the casual fan... Now, as a casual fan of many finals, since the Celtics were in the finals, I was always cheering against LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That was my main goal, was that he would fail in some terrible way, which he sometimes did. You know, they lost a couple of them. But now, I don't know, Cleveland's never won anything ever. And it would be nice for those guys, because usually, like, the river's on fire, or there's some terrible smell they can't get rid of, or, like, Drew Carey's making jokes.
Or you have to watch the Indians.
Yeah, the Indians. Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
You know, there's always a disaster in Cleveland.
Right. Yeah. So you got your Cleveland versus your Warriors. And the Warriors, you know, there's this documentary out called San Andreas about how the West Coast is going to fall off the face
of the
earth.
That's a documentary?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's a documentary.
Okay.
I mean, that's going to happen
you
soon.
You know The Rock was a hero?
No, he's like a real life hero.
I love
him. I
haven't really been watching anything.
Did you see that the people's elbow has sort of come back into sports now?
Like, no, I
yeah,
did not
you
see
know,
that.
You know the Rock's signature move. One of his signature moves was called the people's
for
elbow.
For me, it never left.
Yeah, he's the greatest.
He's like 50 now, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's
like
amazing.
He has a new HBO show coming out. We should get him on the show. All right,
make that note.
Lori Hillebrand and The Rock.
And The Rock together on the same show.
So
break that down.
What I'm asking, Jarf, is what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? Like, what should the casual fan be cheering for in this playoffs here?
For me, I'm not a casual fan, of course, but for me, this is the finals about legacy.
Legacy.
100% legacy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If the Warriors win,
yes,
you kind of have to count them as one of the most phenomenal teams in the history of the NBA, in that they haven't won anything. They've been a middling team for years, a fun team to watch.
Years and years, yeah.
They change coaches, they change very little personnel, and become an unbeatable machine.
Now, Mark Jackson has to like call the games with Van Gundy and Breen.
Mm-hmm.
He was the coach last year. They fire him because he's a weird guy, and he's, I don't know. And then they get Steve Kerr, who's some kind of genius, and says, give Steph Curry the ball. Let him.
They could have just been really good all along, and that this was just a maturation process. Also, I mean, that's what it seemed like, is that they're all in, like, their fourth and fifth years, the good players.
Right.
And they had just a bunch of great veterans on the bench, coming off the bench.
No, they're an unbelievable team, and I think this will be the first chance a lot of people see them in primetime, at least on the East Coast, and you think, like, whoa, these guys are, like, unbelievable.
So are we rooting for the Warriors?
And they're a ton of fun to watch.
Well,
everything they do, nearly everything they do is poetry.
Yeah, it's
the
like...
The other side of it is if that kind of team gets beaten by LeBron and some cast-offs and 75% of Kyrie Irving, we're talking top five. I mean, how do you keep LeBron out of the top five?
I don't think you can.
He wins with this team.
LeBron has been to the finals the last 5 years. I don't think that's ever
five
been.
Five in a row.
I can't even imagine who made the finals 5 years in a row. I mean.
Russell.
The Bill Russell in the when there was two
Jordan,
teams in the 50s.
Right? Did Jordan never do it?
No. Because he left.
He didn't ever do it because he left for 2 years.
He left for 2 years. So 5 years in a row, you're in the finals.
Five
you won two already. You win another one this year. He's been in the finals six times.
But not with the Cavaliers.
He was in the finals with the Cavaliers before he left.
Before he left.
He was in the finals with the Cavaliers.
And they got beat by somebody. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers. Who? The Spurs? Okay, the Spurs, who are also great.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, they were a lot of fun because they would just pass the ball. Like it was like the Harlem Globetrotters or something like that. And then they kind of vanished this year. And now it's all about dumping threes. Because the Warriors don't have a lot
of it, but I think what people are going to be really surprised about is how good Golden State can be at getting to the rack. I mean, they've got two or three guys. They've got Draymond Green. They've got.
Well, he's a great player. He's really coming to his own this year.
All three of them can get to the rack when they necessitate it. When they've got a smaller guy on them or a slower guy.
Because the Warriors don't. I mean, the Cavaliers rather don't have a lot of interior toughness either. So it's not going to be like one team's going to get all the rebounds because
right. The
ball's going to bounce around. And LeBron's probably the best rebounder on the Cavaliers now because Love is injured and Love
Tristan
was terrible.
Thompson is.
Tristan Thompson. Oh yeah, that's true. He gets a lot of offensive rebounds too.
Phenomenal.
But he's coming off the bench now.
Doesn't I don't think get enough credit for how attuned he is defensively.
Right.
I mean, he's not to get too nerdy on it. We're talking about the casual fan. I'll just stop there. Essentially, what
but watch for Tristan Thompson. He's
okay.
Kevin Love,
he's captain rebound. Yeah, Kevin Love's like I'm going to come back with the Cavs next year. He got one of the Celtics beat him up during the playoffs, and so he finally reached out to the Celtic Kelly Olynyk and said, "I forgive you for busting my arm in half."
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to be back with the Cavs next year, and it's like, well, they don't really need him. They actually play a lot better without him.
He's a good dude to have in the regular season because you always want as many rotation players as possible.
Right.
I think we've learned that over the last few years. The more you play some of these guys, the better they're going to be when they play in the playoffs.
If J.R. Smith...
When he came to the playoffs and he wasn't playing good defense, he wasn't rotating, he wanted the ball on the block, which makes no sense for that team.
Right.
Once he was gone, they just started throttling people.
Well, if J.R. Smith gets an NBA ring, will that make you happy?
Happy? Happy's not really the word.
No, that's not. No.
I won't be disappointed, you know? I mean, I don't know. I don't have the same weird anger toward him that other people do.
Like Knicks fans or, I mean, I don't know.
I just kind of wish that he was less of an ass.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, I mean...
That's good advice for many of the NBA players and you know, half the hosts of the show.
Yeah, good advice for anyone.
That's good advice.
I can take some swag, but it's swag overload. That you know, like if you're going to go swag overload, just go full Lakers.
Right.
Don't bring me craziness for the bulk of craziness. I don't want craziness for craziness. I want craziness because it's hilarious.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I think a lot of the stuff he does isn't very funny.
Yeah, no, he likes to pull people's pants down during, like, when
oh, yeah, right, right.
So he does a lot of...
Untie their shoes.
I mean,
yeah, remember when he was untying
funny.
Their shoes?
That's pretty funny. He was untying people's shoes. He's you know, pantsing them.
Inadvertent elbows that knock people out and nearly tear their ACL.
No, that was
not
weird.
That wasn't funny. That was a prank gone wrong.
Funny.
Yeah, that was that got out of hand.
Yeah.
The refs just let that... we're talking, of course... For people who don't know, we're talking about the Celtics-Cavs series, the first one.
Celtics-Cavs series, in that same game, Olynyk pulls out Love's arm for some reason, mm-hmm. going for a...
Yeah.
I mean, we're losing. It's like, doesn't even matter, dude. Like, don't even worry about it. It's like game four, which we should have just...
The referees in that series were just like, anything goes.
Yeah, it's
and
fine.
When things went, they were like, oh, this is bad.
So then J.R. Smith gets a rebound and just
he
like
this in the
punches somebody.
Yeah.
He stopped
yeah.
it because it was gross.
Yeah.
It's not fun to watch people get hurt over and over again.
No one wants to watch that.
Well, some people
no
do.
One.
I mean,
and some people pay for that. But
anyone who does, they, you know, watch USC.
Yeah, there's plenty of sports where people guys get injured for, you know, as
for
part
money.
Of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you would say, like, for a week from now, do you? I mean, most of the series that I see that I'm not a huge fan of either team, I usually will take a team, you know, and I'll be like,
wait,
all right, I'm cheering.
When do the playoffs start? They start Thursday?
Tomorrow, I believe.
Oh.
Is that correct?
When do they start, Jarf?
I believe it's Thursday.
Oh, so you're correct.
Of course
and
I am.
Incorrect.
I'm Bronwyn C.
I am incorrect.
But so who do you...
Usually I'll pick a team, but I think this time around I'll just kind of go like, all right, well, I hope it's like six or seven games and it's a great series and, you know, it's memorable
mm-hmm.
with, you know, like, because Curry will hit shots. Like, he's like one of those gym rat guys. And
mm-hmm.
he could just hit from almost like he's one of those guys who could be like, I'm gonna hit it off the scoreboard and it's gonna go in. You know, I'm like, I need to have six guys in front of me so I can hit when I hit the 3-pointer. It's gonna be unbelievable. Like it's
yeah.
almost like he's like needs to have pressure on him to hit big shots. Like if they left him alone, he'd probably get scared and he would miss it or something like that. He never misses
well, it's
anything.
Kind of one of those Ray Allen types where being set just means it's going. Not being set, it might still go in.
Well, it's you mentioned Ray Allen, who, if the, you know, he had hit maybe one 3-pointer during that second series against the Lakers a few years ago, the Celtics would have won the championship. Instead, like, Ray Allen went cold, and they went 7 games and couldn't get a rebound because Kendrick Perkins was out, and they lost.
Yes.
Do you think if...
A.K.A. the most heartbroken I think I've ever been.
That's the most heartbroken you've ever been?
I think so. I love that team unconditionally.
I did love the Big Three. But, I mean, we're Boston fans.
I love Rondo much, and having him at 2 rings would have been great.
Yes. He would have been...
I don't know. I just... That team, the way that team got dealt with Garnett's injury, Perkins' injury... just wasn't fair, but, you know, I'm sure there's a billion people who listen to this and be like, shut up. They got there. So.
I mean, we do have 17 or 18 other championships, yeah. But, I mean, that was,
right.
Like, in the prehistoric times.
Hey, Jarv, who do you like, then, in this series between the Cavs and
well,
the Warriors?
Well, I've wobbled back and forth. I can't – it's really hard to go against Brown at this point.
Yes.
Really,
okay.
Really
he's an unstoppable force.
Boy, he's good. That said, there's just so many weapons. It's just too many weapons for me to be able to vote against.
Well, Klay Thompson is hurt, too. I mean, Klay Thompson is second leading scorer on the Warriors, has like a head injury.
Oh, yeah. They said he
got like kicked in the head or something.
Yeah,
like
he
that.
Had like a concussion and they didn't really diagnose it. They took him into the locker room and they said, oh, can you, you know, how many fingers? And he goes, some. And they put him back out.
Well, you know, he was in tough shape because he went to like an Oakland A's game on his own the other day.
Yeah.
And you're like going, well, that's obviously like he's not feeling like himself.
Yeah, if he's going to see one of those.
He's like in the crowd and you're like
right.
going, you're in the wrong place, man.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get out of there. No, I'm kidding. The Oakland A's are fine. I don't know.
That's a good point. That's all. Those are all good points. I want to say that injury is going to affect it, but I just don't see. He was cold the last 2 series for me.
Yes.
And if he hits anything, it's Warriors by 10.
Well, he's going to be wide open. Like, I mean, if you're on that, if you're guarding those Warrior type guys, and you've generally got 4.5 guys on the MVP of the league, Mr. Curry. And, like, that's why if it's like, hey, would you like to hit an open three? Would you like to hit 20 open threes? Because you're going to be open the whole game.
Right.
Like, just, like, throw the guy the ball, bam, throw the guy the ball,
bam. It really comes down to can Kyrie stay in front of him and make him take
a Kyrie Irving is a terrific player. He's injured. I mean, he's, even at 75%, he's better than everybody not named
true,
John Wall or something
never
like that,
been
you
a
know?
Defender. And I wonder what they're going to do.
LeBron is going to guard Curry, I think.
Because it's not going to be just Kyrie.
No,
they've
I think
throw different looks
you
at
put
it.
A giant guy like LeBron on Curry, and you try to.
They're going to put LeBron out there on him, but then if where are you going to put Kyrie? Is he going to guard a dude with a 4-million-foot wingspan like Klay Thompson? Because Klay's just going to shoot over him all night.
Yeah.
So it's tough for me.
That's
to,
a problem.
To pick Cleveland, which is the best player in the world. It's really hard.
For me, see, I don't know if Cleveland fans would rather have the Browns win the Super Bowl, which is never going to happen. But the Cavs winning the NBA thing, especially with, like, LeBron goes back and tries to make it right and says it's going to take some time, and he's been kind of, you know, acting pretty cool since
right.
he left the Heat. I'm thinking that I got to cheer for the Cavs a little bit. I think a little bit more than the Warriors.
From the Boston background, too, where the Patriots have won a Super Bowl, and that's nice and all, but... It really, I mean,
well, they
it didn't really set it off. Until
I mean, they didn't actually win. They cheated. But yes,
They cheated their way to a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right. You know, at the time.
I mean, you know.
Exactly.
But Boston fans
we'll
were really pumped out about it, but they were also like, yeah, but when the Red Sox win, it's going to be a massive thing. Is that the comparison you're trying to make? Like,
yeah, I think at this point, Cleveland just needs to win something. Because there's some places that just haven't won anything. Seattle took care of business. Mm. I'm trying to think of big sports towns that haven't won anything. Atlanta's won stuff. So, like, you know, Cleveland really needs to win something. Because they haven't won since, like, they invented the Super Bowl and stuff like that. It was like the
Autogram.
Yeah, it was like a 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
So they kind of need to win something. Because it would really help. Like, if you lived in Boston before the Red Sox won the World Series, you're like, the world is an awful place. And you know,
why do you feel sorry for Cleveland?
Because it's dark all the time,
yeah,
and usually things are on fire.
That's their
and
problem.
They have
they live there because they want to live there. That's their problem. They have that sad Samwise grinning Indian on their baseball caps.
Okay, I would get rid of that guy.
That's their Chief Wahoo's
got to go.
That's their problem.
The other day that Steph Curry's from Akron originally.
Oh, he is. Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, and that, like, now there's two Akron boys, and I was like, I don't think Cleveland wants to read this. I don't think people from Ohio want to read that another team would also feel pretty good if they won. Like, they don't care at all.
No, they
this
need
all
I think,
in or nothing.
I think they're good sports fans there, and they need a little something. You know, the Giants win every
Agreed,
year
but do you
now.
Think, do you think specifically that, like, I mean, Golden State's never won.
No, they haven't.
California's had multiple championships.
No, well, they have. No, Golden State won in the 70s or something like that. Right. They have that
they
little gold. You could tell because they have that little gold thing on the back.
If they haven't won in a long time and they win this year, I think next year Cleveland's going to be able to reload and put together a much better team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first, don't re-sign. Don't re-sign Love, you know, first of all.
But Golden State and the rest of the league.
Yeah.
You've got one chance before the Miami Heat, the Cavaliers.
Cavaliers take over forever.
I think so. I mean, I'm not going to go into their cap situation or anything, but it looks like they could probably reload pretty well and have a great team next year. It's never a guarantee because they've had lots of chances before with Bron, but didn't do it.
But I'm thinking the Cleveland deserves it a little bit more this time around than the San Francisco Golden State fellows, who don't even call themselves San Francisco or Oakland. I don't know what Golden State is or why they couldn't call themselves the Oakland Warriors or the San Francisco Warriors or whatever it is, the Bay Area Warriors.
I don't know the story about that.
I don't like it. Jarf, it's great to have you.
So you're going Cleveland.
I'm going to go with Cleveland.
I'm going Golden State.
Okay.
Because I like shares a name with Bron.
No.
Turning against
Bron. Win.
Bron won.
One.
Bron won, not LeBron. And also, I like the idea. I like the idea better of a team that plays as a team instead of like one superstar and his backup guys. I prefer Golden State for that reason.
Well, but the Curry guy. Without Curry, they'd be in last place, I think.
Yeah, I don't care.
So
I'm going with them.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't like Cleveland. I don't
I mean,
care.
They would be like the Warriors every other
people
year.
People who want to live in Cleveland deserve whatever they get. I think I'll go.
As opposed to the people who live on the fault line.
Yeah, they're stupid too. It's true.
You actually get a bet going though.
What?
So you're cheering against each other at this point.
Yeah we need a
yes,
bet of
are.
Some kind.
Okay, what kind of bet? You have to name your son Isaiah.
Should be a tattoo bet of some kind.
Do you have tattoos?
I have a little. I have a few tattoos.
No, don't do that to me, Jarf. That's terrible.
If they win.
LeBron win?
No, that's really bad.
Yeah,
don't
LeBron
do that.
Wins.
Don't
you
do
to
that
do
to
that.
Me. That's really bad.
It's bad, isn't it?
Jarf, where are you writing for these days?
Yeah, what are you doing
I'm
nowadays?
Not right now. I just got back up here to New York, so I'm for hire.
So you should hire Jeff Laughlin, a.k.a. Jarf.
For what?
To write for your stuff.
Yeah.
Of any kind.
Yeah, do that.
He is ready.
What kind of writing do you do?
Thoughtful.
All of it, man.
Intelligent writing. He's a great poet.
Oh.
He's a thoughtful man on NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And,
obviously.
And pretty much any subject.
I've been writing sports for the last 2 years nonstop.
Nonstop.
Once a week, maybe even twice a week nonstop.
So could you take over for that Simmons guy who's out of a job?
Yeah, that guy Grantland.
Go take over Grantland?
Chris Connolly is going to run Grantland.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I think that's just interim, though, right? Didn't they say that was an interim thing?
Oh, yeah, is that right? I didn't know if they had hired him or what.
No, I think it's interim.
I want to ride up on that Simmons and kind of kick the crap out of him.
Let's
so if you're,
him
in,
on the
you're
show.
In for that, yeah, like he's going to be free
show.
To be on
Make
the show
note.
Pretty soon.
Make a note that he should
he's
come
be on
Lucas
the show.
Simmons on the show.
I hate
okay,
that
cool.
guy. He's All like right. me, except you know, famous and handsome and has a lot of money.
I mean, other than the famous,
and doesn't live in his mom's basement like I do.
You don't live in your mom's basement.
All right, Jarf, we'll get you All back right. Hopefully very soon. It's great to have you on the air with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It was wonderful to hear from you guys again. Talk soon.
All right, take care, man. Enjoy the finals. That's Jarf.
I like Jarf. I like him too. He's very knowledgeable, and I like the fact
that he knows.
He keeps kind of bringing it back to the casual fan, who is our sportsy talk.
That's what we
fan.
Need.
I know.
To
we
bring
need
it back to the casual
well,
fan.
Well, that's because that's our listeners. You know, I think we always have to kind of.
Most of our listeners do not like sports.
They don't listen to sports.
If
they
you
don't
hate
watch
sports, this is a show for you.
This is the Sports Talk Radio show of your dreams right here. Yeah.
Coming up at the top of the hour is Dr. Game Show.
Yay!
Catch them at 7. Next week they'll be on at 8.
We won't have that little interaction with Dr.
No,
Game Show anymore.
Apparently, we got a cease and desist order.
Oh, everything's fine.
It's done.
We have so much soccer stuff to get to.
We do?
Yes. Oh, my
when
God.
When is the Women's World Cup coming up?
I don't know. Soon? You were supposed to find out about that.
I was?
That was your job, was to find out if we could stream it or not, remember?
It's going to be on Fox Sports.
Yeah, but is it legal for us to stream it downstairs? Are we going to be able to get it like on streamable media?
Like if I have it on my phone or on a tablet,
well, then we could
stream. Then can I just stream it from there? Can I just plug it in with a USB or something like that?
Yeah, well, we get Chromecast or something.
And I don't quote me on this or fix it and when it, tell me on the boards that I'm wrong, but I think it's like 2 weeks from today is the first game. Or 2 or 3 weeks from today is the first game.
I think two.
I'm going to say I'm going to say 3 weeks.
It was Monday. We determined it was a Monday. The first game with Team USA.
I'm
going to
say it's like the 18th or something like that. Yep. And it's on right after our show.
Hey, we've got
Canada.
A correction.
Yes.
Correction on the board.
Yes.
Dr. Game Show is not on the air tonight. It says here.
What?
Well, who's on? Is there a note? Like, look there. Does it say somebody filling in for Dr. Game Show?
Where would it say that?
On there. On that page that you're looking at.
Sheila B. Is Sheila B. the person in charge of the Honky Tonk show that's going to be on after our show?
I don't know. Sheila B. is on today. Is on this week.
Sheila B. fills in for Joe Firestone from 7 to 8, and Sue Braun fills in for Night People 8 to 9.
Oh, so Sue Braun is great.
It's all kinds of stuff happening.
Yeah, all sorts of different things. Cool. Okay, this just in. This is soccer news, right? This is what really happened, okay?
Okay.
So this happened this past week, right? The USA sent SWAT teams led by Ben Affleck. And they parachuted. They parachuted into Geneva, Switzerland.
Yeah.
And they kidnapped 10 senior FIFA officials the day before the FIFA presidential election.
It didn't really have much of a difference.
Emperor Stepladder was reelected anyway, and they're all being held in Guantanamo. And meanwhile, Emperor Stepladder has challenged the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell to a steel cage match, and the people's elbow will be thrown. And officials indicated that the USA. Charged them with wire fraud and racketeering and money laundering charges relating to the 2018 Russia World Cup and the 2022 Qatar World Cup, and not on account of slave labor deaths in Qatar, which are actually happening.
There's 3,000 people dying building those stadiums.
And they're slaves. They won't let them go home. They're all from Nepal, and they won't let them go home to bury their dead people after the earthquake and everything. That's actually true. But that's pretty much what happened. Like, our attorney general.
Yeah. Is that her name?
Yeah, that's really
Loretta
her name.
Lynch?
Yes.
What, it's not Lydia Lunch?
No.
She'd be a good attorney general.
It's not Loretta Lynn, who would also be a good attorney general.
Yeah.
Loretta Lynch, the attorney general of the United States, actually brought these guys. I mean, they're from other countries.
Why aren't we
a foreign country.
Yeah, but why aren't we prosecuting like somebody like worthwhile, like a mafia or the...
I don't know.
President Bush or something.
They said, but I was like,
Hillary Clinton, can we get her in jail?
Yeah, she killed that guy, Vince Foster, allegedly. Yeah, well, allegedly.
I mean, but, you know.
She did. She had him killed, allegedly, somehow. Yeah.
She's going to be president.
She's not.
You don't think so?
I hope not.
Oh, yeah.
I think she'd be bad.
No, you could bet on that one.
No,
yeah, that
on.
One's, they already had that
no.
election.
No.
That one's done.
It's like Sepp Blatter.
Sepp Blatter, yeah, he's a little speech editor. Because Danny, I was on staycation last week, and Danny says, "Hey, you got to watch this. You got to watch this FIFA election." I was like, "Well, this is going to be good."
No, this is
what it was. Saudi Arabia, vote in booth one. Switzerland, vote in booth two. It was like that for
like
hours.
That?
Oh, I had it streaming in the other room for hours.
Why did
and
you
then
do
Seth
that?
Blatter came out, and he's like. I'm completely crooked, and it's like an accent I do. I don't know. It's like
and
a.
And I win. I beat the other guy. Nobody else can beat me.
I know. I give you guys all the money.
I don't know anything about the corruption, so I'll take care of it. Don't worry. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know why FIFA has elections.
We have. The reason the USA has any kind of jurisdiction over these guys whatsoever is that apparently at some point they used an American bank to launder some money.
Those guys are going to get away with it. They have millions of dollars.
I just think it's crazy that we can go arrest foreign nationals in a foreign country.
Well, The Onion had that thing where it says John McCain says, let's bomb FIFA.
Yeah.
He's like, let's bomb those guys.
One of the guys who got arrested... used an Onion article in his defense.
He's like, well, see? America's crazy. And they're like, no, that's a fake article, dummy.
That's a dummy. They had to explain their jokes to him. I explained my jokes to you.
What? Saturday,
yes.
Juventus, Italian team that somehow beat Real Madrid for some reason.
Somehow.
Is going up against Barcelona in the finals and will be beaten by Barcelona.
Yeah.
In the finals of the Champions League.
Oh, my God, did you see that? Did you see Messi's goal?
So Messi's like 5 feet tall. He's like an elf of some kind from Brazil or
he's a magic elf.
One of those places.
Plays for Barcelona.
plays for Barcelona.
Argentine soccer's been suspended because those guys died.
It's fine. I'm sure they're
fine. No, they died. Whatever. They completely suspended Argentine
for what?
Pro
for
soccer.
Like a second?
No, for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how long. For a while. Because anyway. Those guys died. People just fell over and died. And so they said, okay, let's
whatever.
Not have soccer anymore. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sure they'll figure
so,
it out.
So, Messi. Lionel Messi.
So Messi starts, he's like at the goal. Like, he needs to score a goal. He's just
halfway.
Like, you know what, I'm going to put my head down and go halfway there. So he's like halfway over the thing, all the way on the right-hand side of the little pitch there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like three guys standing in front of him, that Atletico
nice
Bilbao or something like that.
Soccer
just goes
Bilbao.
Right through him. Bilbao. Just goes right through
three,
him.
I mean, three guys. It's amazing.
Like they're standing in line for the museum.
They're standing there. They're in his
he
way.
He kicked
there
it between
guys.
Some guy's legs.
Yeah, he went like around the guy, and he kicked it behind the guy, and then he ran around the guy that he kicked
the ball
behind.
He was like in the Matrix.
Yeah, it was. It was like
he
watching.
He was like in the
exactly.
Matrix. He's totally. Just like, you know, moving faster than everybody's like.
Yeah, they couldn't even see him. They were like,
and then
super
he,
slow.
So he busts by about six guys who look like
three.
They're standing still.
Three guys. And then there's a guy in his way.
Another guy. Gone. He goes by that guy. And then there's just him and the goalkeeper. And the goalkeeper's like, whoa, this guy's good. I got to, you know. And so Messi goes, I think I'm going to put it through like the smallest little window I possibly can, right? Like buzz it right by this guy's head.
Right, as he dives for it.
As he dives for it. And
with
it's like
hand.
In as a goal. Like it's so fast off his foot that you're just like, how can you even kick it that fast?
I know.
And it's just like the rest of the team is like having a cappuccino or something. Like the rest of the Barcelona team's like, yeah.
We don't have to worry.
I've seen this movie.
Yeah,
don't worry about this. It's all over.
Yeah.
And he just put it was like a video game
but
or something like that.
But then after he does it, he looks so happy. Like, I don't think he thought he was going to be able to
no,
do
I don't
that.
Think he's like,
you
I
know?
Don't know. I don't
and he was like, hey, look what I just did. Ha, 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 ha. That's amazing, right?
I ran over a bunch of people. It was totally fine.
Like, yeah.
So we got a minute left.
Oh, yeah?
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Where's the...
what do you want to do?
Where's the fill-in lady, honky-tonk lady
time? Maybe she's waiting out there for us.
She's waiting for us?
Maybe she's waiting for us to get
Does she hear
mic.
Us? Does she have our thing up? Probably not.
I don't know. Probably not. Do you think she's here?
Probably.
She didn't come in. Okay, so do you have a going-away piece of music?
I do. I have lots of kind. I always get here early, pick up a bunch of music.
Okay, do you have something queued up?
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff.
You got something queued up?
Yeah, it's ready to go.
Okay.
I mean, anytime
what we
got to
do is I will say the legal ID, unless you want to do it.
Nope.
Okay. You've been listening to Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Yep.
And online at WFMU.org. I'm Bronwyn C. My co-host is Jim the Poet. We are the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, and we're back on the schedule for the summer.
Yeah, we'll be
at
here.
WFMU. We're going to be here at 6 p.m. on Mondays all the time, all summer. Is that awesome?
I'm
so happy.
Until they change their mind.
Until summer's done.
Until something.
Thank you for keeping us on the air, and thank you for inviting us into your homes tonight, and may God bless.
Stay tuned.
For somebody.
For fill-in show.
And then Sue Braun will be here. Yay! innings. We're into extra innings.
This is Jim the Poet and Bronwyn C.
The most trusted team in sports talk radio today because the least trusted fill-in in WFMU today didn't show up.
Well, she may be on the way.
Maybe. We haven't heard anything from her, have we?
How would we have
She's not here. I don't know. She should call us. 201-209-9368. Tell us where you are.
If you're filling in for the show and you're running late, 201-209-9368.
We kind of ran through all our sports info.
We did?
We had a whole hour's worth of sportsy awesomeness.
You know, I was talking about Juventus and Barcelona.
Oh, yeah, right.
And there was an Italian boy in a coma named Michael. He had been in a coma for 4 weeks.
Why was he in a coma?
I didn't read that part of the story.
I figured you didn't. Well, make something up, though. I mean,
he was in a coma because he was thrown from a horse.
Okay, right. He was thrown from Seabiscuit.
I have no idea.
Seabiscuit Jr. He was trying to be a jockey, right? Michael was trying to be a jockey, and he wanted to ride in the Kentucky Derby someday, and he was learning how to ride a horse.
Italian boy.
And it was like.
It's like Equus, then. Go see the movie.
Oh, Equus. I saw
that's a good
on
movie.
Broadway with...
Naked people.
With
Harry Potter?
No.
You see Naked Harry Potter?
No, I saw the old one with Naked Spock.
Leonard
Nimoy was in it. He wasn't.
Holy crap.
He didn't play the kid.
No, he plays the shrink.
Yeah, long time ago.
It's a weird play.
It is a weird play.
Italian boy in a coma.
So Michael got thrown from his horse.
Yeah.
And he was in a coma.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll make that up.
Sure.
That's good.
And he wakes up like yesterday and he goes, his first thing he says is Juventus still in the Barcelona? And is Juventus still in the Champions League?
That's what he said.
That's his main concern
in life. That's his main concern when he wakes up. Hey, you know that book, The Martian?
Yeah, that I bought you for your birthday.
Well, I think you bought it for you, and then you found out it was my birthday, so you gave it to me, which
no,
I thought was very sweet. Did you really buy it for me?
No, I bought it for you, yeah.
Oh.
I was like, I was looking at this. I thought maybe you'd like it, you know.
That's sweet.
But it's apparently crap.
Read it too.
It's no good.
It's not crap.
No, I'm curious.
It's not crap, but there's one.
I didn't realize it was going to be like a Matt Damon movie.
It's not that interesting, but it's like... The guy is like, he's like an engineer, and he's just solving these engineering problems on Mars over and over again.
Well, he's trapped on Mars, right?
Yes,
I don't want to ruin it for people.
Well, I don't think it's ruining it to say he's like, you know, he's marooned on Mars. He gets marooned on Mars.
Marooned on Mars.
He's marooned on Mars.
It's a bad deal.
Right. And so, like, about, you know, a month into it, suddenly he's filling out his log, you know, every day. It's like day 64, except it's called Sol's, S-O-L. 64 because a Martian day is longer than a day
is?
On Earth.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so you would know that if you read that.
Failed science.
If you read the book, you'd know.
Well, you made a good comment to me, but I'll let you wait. We'll tell your story first.
So anyway, so like on Sol 46, he suddenly says, "I wonder how the Cubs are doing."
Yeah.
And I mean, you're on Mars. You know how the Cubs are doing. They suck.
It
doesn't matter where you are.
It doesn't matter what year it is.
What year it is or anything. I mean, yeah, they're going to blow. Okay.
And when you said this to me.
Yes.
Via email or something like that.
Yes.
Something I read when I was drunk.
Yeah.
I had an idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big throwback guy. I like to, you know, I wear hats all the time because I'm bald. Mm-hmm. And then the sun can damage my head.
Yeah.
Because I have nothing there.
Why don't you put sunscreen on your head?
I sometimes do.
Okay.
Or I'll wear a hat.
Always wear sunscreen.
So I was saying.
Yes.
Oh, Mars, baseball, I have an idea. I'll write to the people who make these flannel throwbacks and say...
Oh, the Ebbets Field flannel people?
Yeah, can you make Mars Martian throwbacks? And at first I was like, there'd be four sleeves. Like, it'd be weird because, you know, they'd be like throwing the ball with two hands or something like that. And I wrote to these guys and they were like... They were like, thank you for your email. We will definitely pass this on to no one. You know, kind of
why
thing.
Why would you send them that?
I even drew the little uniforms. Like, I was like green and
were
it was like
drunk?
A mint green. No, I was just bored. I'm on staycation. I'm one of those, I'm like 42 and a half now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just one of those
That's
old
so
cranks
so
who like, you know, goes, hey, I have an idea. How about hurricane tape?
Yeah.
Hurricane tape. So I'll call 3M and I'll be like, you guys should sell hurricane tape. And they're like, what's hurricane tape? And I'm like,
stuff you
I have
tape
no
your
idea.
Windows up
I don't know.
You
something
tape your windows
you would
when
buy it every
coming.
Time there was a hurricane.
Yeah, you'd buy it.
You just would have it.
Yeah.
It'd be hurricane colored. Like, thanks for your call, sir.
201-209-9368 is the number to call. People should call and like suggest games for us to play.
We're going to make fun of Joe Schoen.
No, we're not making fun
I'm
of
already,
his show.
Listen,
we're filling in. We're filling
now
in.
Now that
we're
in,
doing,
we're actually doing, filling in for Joe's
we're
show
doing
now.
A
because
sudden death fill-in because
whatever, Sheila's not here yet.
Sheila didn't show up.
Sheila, where are you?
Where are you, Sheila? Is it Sheila B? Who's Sheila B? Is she the person who's going to be
I think she's
on
the one who's going to be doing the Honky Tonk Lady Show after our show. Now, the last time we did a show.
Yes.
Okay, so what happens, and I'm going to give you a little bit behind the scenes.